Welcome back. Today we're going to be diving into two crucial aspects of economics, labor markets and financial markets. These two forces shape the way people earn a living, how businesses grow, how societies develop. Whether you're an employee, employer, investor, or entrepreneur, you interact with these markets every day. At the heart of the labor market is one simple truth. Work is valuable. Every job, whether it's in technology, healthcare, construction, or ministry, contributes to the overall economy. But work is more than just a paycheck. It is a God-given calling. Genesis 2:15 tells us, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." Work was part of God's design from the very beginning, before the fall of man. It is not a punishment. It's a purpose. And we each have a purpose in this life. In today's economy, labor markets are influenced by several factors. Supply and demand that we just talked about. We have supply and demand for workers, skills, wages, and even government policies. When the demand for skilled workers is high, but the supply is low, wages rise. We saw that over the last few years. There was a low amount of workers in the market and a lot of jobs available, and workers were able to go out and have a good negotiation strategy to get a higher pay. This is also why certain careers like engineering, healthcare, and data science also pay more. There's fewer people that can do those specific jobs. On the other hand, when there are too many workers for a particular job in the market, wages may stagnate or decline. We are starting to see this now in late 2024 and 25. The quantity or the number of jobs available for some skilled workers has decreased, but the amount of workers within the workforce looking for jobs has increased. This has brought some pay down and stagnation in the market. We also see disparities in wages due to experience, education, and location. Some people earn higher wages because they've acquired specialized skills or work in industries that are in high demand, or work in a location of the country that demands a higher wage. Proverbs 22:29 reminds us, "Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before obscure men." In other words, developing expertise, working diligently, and pursuing excellence in your field can lead to economic opportunities. Now, this isn't a prosperity gospel. This is a basic fact of life. The more skills you develop, whether that's through education or a skilled trade, and when you work diligently, you have greater opportunity for economic success. However, not all work is fairly rewarded. Some workers struggle to earn a living wage, and unemployment remains a reality in many economies. Governments often intervene by setting minimum wages, providing unemployment benefits, and investing in education and workforce training. As Christians, we are called to advocate for fair and just labor practices. James 5:4 warns against exploiting workers. "Look, the wages you failed to pay the workers who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty." This verse highlights a biblical principle. Economic justice matters. Employers should treat workers with dignity, and employees should work with integrity. A balanced labor market benefits not just individuals, but entire communities. Now, let's shift our focus to financial markets. If the labor market is where people earn money, the financial market is where people invest and grow wealth. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, and even cryptocurrency now all fall under this category. Financial markets exist to connect those who have money with those who need it, for businesses to expand, for governments to fund infrastructure, and for individuals to save for the future. A healthy financial market allows capital to flow efficiently, but it can also be tricky, and it can also be risky. Many people chase short-term gains or fall into speculative investments without proper planning. Proverbs 21:5 offers wisdom on this. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who hastily comes out to poverty. Investing requires patience, research, and wisdom. Quick riches often lead to financial ruin. We've seen this throughout history, how financial markets can boom and then bust. Economic crises, such as the Great Depression, the 2008 financial collapse, and recent recessions remind us that financial security isn't guaranteed. While diversification, big word there, while diversification and smart investing are wise, ultimate security comes not from the market, but from God. Matthew 6:19-20 teaches us, do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Now, this doesn't mean that we shouldn't invest. It means that we should keep wealth in perspective and use it as a tool for good. Biblical economics encourages generosity and ethical investment. When we invest wisely, we can bless others through philanthropy, business development, and community projects. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, but remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant. Wealth is not an end in itself. It is a resource to be stewarded wisely. So, what can we take away from today's lesson? The labor market is where people find purpose in their work, and fair wages are essential to a thriving economy. The financial market is where money is managed and grown, but it must be handled with wisdom and integrity. Whether you're entering the workforce, running a business, or investing for the future, biblical principles offer guidance. Work diligently, invest wisely, and steward wealth responsibly. As we continue in this course, we'll explore deeper questions about economic systems, wealth distribution, and financial decision making. But for now, remember, the economy is more than numbers. It's about people, values, and faith. Thank you, and we'll see you for the next lesson.